Hello, my imaginary friend, Simon here. It's August the 2nd, 2011. This is my audio boo. I just wanted to read you a little thing, an excerpt of a book I was just thinking about just now. It's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, and chapter 30, where Arthur finds himself talking to a chap called Smarty Bartfast, an old man who designs bits of planets. We join Smarty Bartfast. Perhaps I'm old and tired, he continued, but I always think the chances of finding out what really is going on are so absurdly remote that the only thing that to do is to say, hang the sense of it, and just keep yourself occupied. Look at me, I design coastlines. I got an award for Norway. He rummaged around in a pile of debris and pulled out a large Perspex block with his name on it and a model of Norway moulded into it. Where's the sense in that, he said. None that I've been able to make out. I've been doing fjords all my life. For a fleeting moment, they become fashionable, and I get a major award. He turned it over in his hands with a shrug and tossed it aside carelessly, but not so carelessly that it didn't land on something soft. In this replacement Earth that we're building, they've given me Africa to do, and of course, I'm doing it all with fjords again, because I happen to like them. And I'm old-fashioned enough to think that they give a lovely Baroque feel to a continent. And they tell me it's not equatorial enough. Equatorial? He gave a hollow laugh. What does it matter? Science has achieved some wonderful things, of course, but I'd far rather be happy than right any day. To which Arthur replies, and are you? And Smarty Bartfast again. No, that's where it falls down, of course. Pity, said Arthur with sympathy. It sounded like quite a good lifestyle otherwise. So yes, I thought I'd like to share that with you really. So make of that what you will. Toodle-poo.